My name is Dara Ung, and I am 24 years old. Today is October 4th, and I'm speaking with Jethro, who is my friend. And we are recording this interview in Long Beach, California. Jethro, before we start, can I get your name and age and place of birth, please?
My name is Jethro Maganoy, and I am 23 years old, and I was born in the Philippines.
Can you tell me where you came from and what the experience of coming to the U.S. was like for you?
Well, I came from the Philippines, and I don't really remember too much, but I came here at a young age. Came here at 2.5, but I still remember the plane ride over here. But it wasn't too much of a, what would you say, life-changing experience.
So you didn't really experience that yet?
No, I haven't really experienced it yet.
You were too young, or?
I still remember it, but it wasn't life-changing for me. To me, it was just another, say, normal time, normal day.
How would your parents experience this, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, my mom came over here first, and she came over here with a working visa to become a registered nurse. After that, my dad followed suit, and after that, I came in a year after my dad came to the U.S. So my mom came in 94. My dad came in 95, and I came in 96.
So you guys didn't come, like, all together at one, huh?
We came separately.
All right. Were there any difficult moments when you came to the U.S. regarding you or your parents or anything like that?
Yeah, there were some difficult moments, trying to find, like, a job, especially for my parents since they're immigrants.
Right.
Because, you know, they would bounce in and around jobs, so I mean, we did find like a steady, they did find like a steady job, but as far as being able to establish like a career, it was a bit difficult for them because, you know, before they didn't understand English that well, but right. Now they do. So, you know, it's like an assimilation for them to, from their home country to the U.S., you know, it's more of like integrating their culture or our culture into American culture.
Right.
And being able to, you know, like I said, assimilate into American society.
So basically it was just hard to find like a stable job at the time.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. All right. Can you tell me what it felt like when you were sworn in as a citizen? Like when you first got your citizenship?
Oh, when I was sworn in as a citizen?
Yeah. If you can remember that far.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
Yeah?
It was
damn,
2 years ago.
That's a long-ass process or something, huh?
Actually, no, it wasn't. We kind of took our time with it. That's
yeah?
Why. Yeah. Because in order to process for citizenship, it cost money, and it was pretty expensive. So the first one to get processed was my mom.
Mm-hmm.
She got her citizenship back in 2013.
Right.
And me and my dad got ours in 2015. So achieving a citizenship status, it felt, truth be told, it kind of felt normal.
Right.
It wasn't like a big achievement, but it did feel good to be, you know, as a citizen.
Right.
Of this country, but as far as being, asking me if I felt anything else, it felt normal.
It felt normal. All right. Man, was there any difficulties going through that citizen process? Citizenship process or nah?
Not really. The only difficult thing is waiting. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, waiting.
Yeah, waiting.
Yeah. Can you think of moments where you felt welcomed as an immigrant or not welcomed?
I don't know about being welcomed or unwelcomed, like being welcomed as an immigrant or being welcomed as not as an immigrant, but
right.
I mean, everywhere I go, people always ask me, where were you born? And they're always surprised that I was born overseas and not here. And they always
right.
ask me, how come your English is so good? Oh, it's because I came here at a young age, that's why.
Yeah, because you went to school, that's
what. I went to school, that's what.
So there was no point where you felt like, oh man, I'm treated as like an immigrant.
There's no point in my life I felt like, oh, I'm treated as an immigrant.
Okay.
But, you know, there are some, I can't say for myself, you know, as a, you know, I can't say for everyone that,
like, right,
that had the same experience as I did, but.
Yeah.
For me, I never experienced like any, like, say, quote unquote, bad treatment.
Right.
But, you know, for me, I was like treated like any other normal person, regardless of my citizenship status. Yeah.
So you were treated as like a normal citizen.
Yeah, basically.
What was the hardest thing for you to adjust in this country?
The hardest thing to adjust in this country?
Yeah.
Man. Nothing really.
Nothing?
No.
So it wasn't different from where you were born?
Well, I mean, I came, you gotta think, I came at a young age, so.
Yeah.
I was exposed to my culture, but I mean, I was mostly exposed to American culture growing up, the majority of my life, so.
All right, you came in at
age two and a half, yeah. So
yeah,
there was nothing much difficult for me to.
So basically, you just lived the American culture, or
yeah,
got used to American culture.
Yeah, I got used to American culture.
Yeah. Can you tell me the story of how you came to live in the U.S.?
Man. What? Well, once upon a time. When my mom was the first one to come here, then right. My dad, then after both my parents were able to establish a working visa to stay here permanently, mm-hmm. and get a permanent residence right. license in order to stay here in California specifically, both my parents requested family from back home in the Philippines to bring me over.
Right.
So my aunt and uncle from my mom's side of the family bought me over, and that was my first plane ride over here, and that's also my last plane ride over here. So other than that, I mean, the trip over here, I don't really remember too often, but the only thing I remember was the plane ride over here, and, you know, going with my aunt and uncle. And after that, meeting my mom at the airport. My dad wasn't there, he was working actually. But I remember meeting my mom at the airport, and then, you know, just another, like I said, just like another normal day.
Did your dad come with a working visa too, or?
No, he had to get his working visa after my mom came to the U.S. to get her working visa.
Oh, so your mom kind of like gave your dad like a what do you call it?
Yeah, see,
a hand in the door or something like that, right?
Here's the thing. My mom came here first, but she needed like, I had a grandmother who she stayed with, mm-hmm. on her side of the family. So what happened was my mom stayed with her because my grandma was already a citizen at that time. And my mom needed some, like, a permanent resident to stay in until right. she could get her working visa so she could stay here permanently in the U.S. So once she got her working visa, my dad followed suit with her.
Yeah.
And after that, you know, since they were both established with their working visas and they could stay here permanently.
That's when they brought you
that's
over.
That's when they brought me over.
I see. All right. That's cool. Did anybody help you when you first came to this country? Have you helped anybody else since then? I mean, I know your grandma helped your mom get over here first, and then your mom helped your dad, and then after they established like a temporary career or job, and they were stable, they brought you over, right? So, actually, have you helped anybody since you came over here?
Have I helped anybody?
Yeah. It's like a general question.
Not really, actually, come to think of it. I haven't really helped anyone, per se, for, like, establishing like it's like a permanent residence for citizenship here, but right. I have given people advice on how to apply to citizenship and what the process is like and how long it takes. You know, it's very, it's time consuming, yeah, because you gotta wait. You gotta wait right. for the long process. You gotta wait for the long haul, and then not only that, it's also expensive because, if I remember correctly, I think applying for citizenship costs like maybe over $1,000 per person. So, and then after that, you have to go through a review board to make sure you're all clear and you qualify for whatever the criteria they give you to apply to meet the standards in becoming a citizen of the United States.
Why the United States? Why not somewhere else? Actually, why California and not like Texas or Oregon or anything like that?
Why California?
Yeah. Don't tell me it's the girls or the weather.
Well, that too. But, we came here to California because we mostly had family here. Mm-hmm. Especially here in the Long Beach, LA Long Beach area. So we mostly had family here, so we stayed with them. We had family in Texas and Florida, but
right.
California was the...
Where most of them were.
Yeah, most of them were. And it was technically the best option for us to go to, too. Because there's a lot of job opportunities there
right.
at that time. You know, that you have to keep in mind, this was the... mid late 90s, so
yeah,
I don't know, it's too much if there were job opportunities at that time, but I mean the job opportunities back then were somewhat pretty good, if I would say. I'm not too sure about it,
right? But it's pretty good because what, your mom landed a job and then your dad landed a job right after, so
yeah,
we can kind of say like it worked out for you, right?
Yeah, it worked out.
So what was the most surprising thing about the U.S. when you came over?
Most surprising thing?
Yeah. What surprised you the most, man? Don't tell me it was the women and the weather again, man.
What surprised me about the U.S.? I would have to say the culture. Because back in the Philippines, you're more... I wouldn't say, like... you would know everybody, but you tend to be tightly knit most of the time, not all the time,
right?
But you would be tightly knit, and then here actually over there you have help. Mm-hmm. You know, like you have help, you have your family, they'll help you if you're struggling to get by. But other than that, compared to over here, you actually have to work to get what you want. And if you don't work, oh man, you're gonna fall behind. You know, so if you don't work, you know, you're not gonna get what you want, and when that happens, you know, your opportunities tend to slip away.
Yeah.
And you know, who doesn't want their opportunities to slip away?
So you earn what you want.
Yeah, you earn what you want here.
How was your first day in the U.S. like, if you can remember that far?
My first day in the U.S.
Yeah. When you first landed at 2 years old. And met your saw your mom at the airport.
Okay, came off the plane, saw my mom. That's all I remember. That's all I remember, man.
Was it cool, man? Was the plane ride scary?
Hey,
you know?
I don't remember that, but I remember getting off the plane, me and my mom. That's all I remember.
Hey, you wasn't scared? No. I know at 2 years old, I didn't know what the heck was going to go on. You know, if I was in your shoes, I think I'd be scared. I don't know what the heck is happening.
I wasn't scared, but I mean, at that age, you really don't care about anything, you know. So you tend, you know what they say, ignorance is bliss. So that's how it was for me when I was young, at 2 years of age.
So when you went to the airport and all that, did they help you out? Like, have any like guidance or anything?
Yeah, I don't know. I just followed my aunt and uncle. I don't know what they did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did your aunt and uncle come with you too? in that airplane?
Yeah, they did. They did.
So they basically helped you out.
Yeah, they came with me on the plane ride over. I didn't come by myself.
I was about to say, I was like, man, you came by yourself? So you came with your aunt and uncle.
Yeah, I came with my aunt and uncle. And I remember they stayed with us for, I would say, maybe a week before they went back home.
And they live back in the Philippines?
Yeah, they both live back in the Philippines.
Oh, okay. I thought they were going to come with you and then stay here in Cali. How was your life like before you came to the U.S.? Like, your life in the Philippines.
My life?
If you remember that.
I don't know. I was born. Came out. What else happened? I came over here and the plane right over.
What happened during those, like, a year and a half, man?
I don't know.
Yeah, you was being breastfed.
I don't know if I can remember that, but, yeah, I don't... How different my life was back then. I mean, I don't have have my close immediate family. That counts as a change. But other than that, I mean, to me, my life has mostly been growing up here in the U.S., not in the Philippines. But if you were to ask me how my life has changed, nothing has changed.
Because you basically grown into the American culture.
Yeah, I was mostly, I assimilated into the American culture, so I'm used to it.
Did you expect anything from the United States?
Nah, not really. Because, I mean, well, let me rephrase that. Dude, if I expected anything, it would be, I thought it would be, they would be more, how you would say, like back in the Philippines, like tightly knit.
Yeah.
But other than here in the mainland U.S., it's like a dog eat dog world. So it's first come, first serve. So if you don't go after for what you want, you're not gonna get it.
Yeah.
But in the Philippines, you're gonna get help. I know that. And most of the people, if you go back to the Philippines, you don't really get paid much for some of the jobs that you work for in the Philippines, because depending on your profession back in the Philippines, you either get paid well or you don't get paid well at all. Whereas compared here in the US, if you work at a burger joint, you probably get decent minimum wage.
Right.
Whereas over there, you don't really get paid much. But I guess the difference from here and over there, it's mostly income and like how well you want to attain your goals later on in the future.
Now, I know you said in the Philippines, your family is like tightly knit, but what about your family here? Like, when you came over, wouldn't they do the same thing? Wouldn't they help you out?
They are tightly knit here, but at the same time, they're also very, you tend to be very independent. Because here, if you got to look out for yourself, and if you don't look out for yourself, you're not going to get far. So here, you're mostly, my family's slightly knit, but we tend to be very independent from each other. We meet up on family gatherings, but when it comes to, do I want this or do I want something? Do what you want, go after it. But we'll be supportive, but we're not gonna, like, how you would say, we're not always gonna be there to help you. Right. Yeah, you gotta do it on your own if you want to get it.
So it's still like you earn what you want then.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I see. All right, man. I ran out of questions, dude. So I think this interview went pretty well, man.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks for
All right, man.
Thanks for this interview, dude.
All right, man.